Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday evening, March 27th, 2025, and we have a great mix of real estate headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Linda Osterman is promoted to Senior Managing Director. Linda Osterman has been promoted to Senior Managing Director at PPAC Private Bank and Trust. With over 40 years of banking experience, Linda will focus on developing private wealth relationships by originating residential-related loans for high-net-worth clients. She holds a Bachelor of Arts degree from Lehigh University and is actively involved in various educational and community organizations. PPAC Gladstone Financial Corporation, the parent company, offers client-centric banking solutions with assets of $7 billion and assets under management of $11.9 billion. For more information, visit www.ppacprivate.com.
Blackwell 3D Corporation applies for real estate development license in Dubai to execute Dubai South project. Blackwell 3D Construction Corp., an innovative 3D house printing technology company, has applied for a real estate development license in Dubai to be part of the Dubai South project. This move is in line with the company's vision to contribute to Dubai's real estate sector growth. CEO Mohammed Saif Zaveri expressed excitement about the opportunity to bring cutting-edge construction and sustainable urban planning to the project. Blackwell 3D aims to introduce 3D-printed construction solutions, smart city integrations, and eco-friendly strategies to ensure efficiency and sustainability. Pending approvals, the company will begin operations to shape Dubai South's future developments. For more information, visit Blackwell 3D's website or check filings on OTC Markets and SEC websites. From entrepreneur to investor, Taylor Salmon's impact on building financial freedom for minority women entrepreneurs. Taylor Salmon, president and CEO of TJS Group, is empowering minority and women entrepreneurs to achieve financial freedom and generational wealth through her expertise in real estate and federal contracting. She believes that knowledge is key to building lasting wealth and advocates for the importance of oral tradition and shared knowledge in sustaining financial freedom. Taylor's leadership has created opportunities for entrepreneurs to thrive in various industries, including federal contracting and real estate investing. She is dedicated to promoting affordable housing and financial education, advocating for national fair housing in Washington, D.C. Taylor's goal is to inspire the next generation of minority women entrepreneurs to build businesses that contribute to their communities and families for generations to come.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.